الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in Silsila Charismatic Personalities of Islam. Alhamdulillah, today we've got another beautiful personality to talk about. A beautiful information inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. But before I mention that personality to you, let's make few good intentions. Because it is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And there is another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The part of that hadith is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ مِنْ نِيَّاتِ Actions are based upon intentions. So inshaAllah azza wa jal, today I will present this silsila, this program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And remember, that is the foremost intention of every believer. Whenever he is going to perform any good deed or a permissible task, he should remember that he is doing it for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To seek the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is the foremost intention every mu'min should have. If you're watching us on Madani channel, you can make an intention that you will listen this silsila, this program from start till end for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, insha'Allah azza wa jal. You will listen with utmost concentration. Because when you listen with concentration, you will remember what you learn. Once you remember what you learn, then it will help you to act upon. I make an intention, insha'Allah azza wa jal, to act upon what I say. And you can make an intention that you will also act upon what you learn from the blessed seerah of these charismatic personalities in the history of Islam, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear respected viewers of Madani channel, before we proceed ahead towards our main topic, let's listen one of the excellence of sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, One who recites salat upon me on the day and night of Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill his 100 needs. Subhanallah. 70 of the hereafter and 30 of the world. And Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint an angel who will convey the salat to my grave in such a way as gifts are presented to you. Subhanallah. No doubt, even after I depart this life, my knowledge will remain the same as it is in my life. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. Wallah, you are alive. By Allah, you are alive. You're just hidden from my eyesight, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah, we heard that what are the blessings of sending salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Alhamdulillah, we should all make an habit to send more and more salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim, especially the night between Friday and Thursday. The night of Friday, in other words. So we should send more and more salawat. And on the day of Friday, and not only these specific days, but every day. Whenever we get the chance, we should send salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. in abundance. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today the personality, charismatic personality in this program, what we are going to talk about, is none other than the personality who is known as Qutb Madina, subhanAllah. He is the Shaykh of my Shaykh, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Yes, we are going to talk about the spiritual guide of a living wali of this time, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Who was his Shaykh we are going to talk about? And inshallah we learn from the seerah of the Shaykh of my Shaykh, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born in 1877 at Kalaswala of district Ziyakot, Sialkot, Pakistan. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is lineal descendant of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi received his early education in Ziyakot, meaning Sialkot, then for some time in Markazul Awliya, Lahore, and Chowkate Khaja, Delhi, in India. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then, under the supervision of Allama Maulana Wasi Ahmed Muhaddis Surti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in Pilibhit, UP, India, spent 4 years and acquired religious education. After completing Dawra Hadith, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, Imam Ahl Sunnah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, performed the Dastar Bandi of Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh with his blessed hands, meaning Imam Ahmed Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh himself was present in the graduation ceremony and the Dastar Bandi was done by Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayh rahmatul rahman. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh also pledged allegiance, took bay'ah from Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and got the certificate of Khilafah just at the age of 18. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, in 1900, when Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was 24 years of age, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh took leave of his murshid Imam Ahl Sunnah and came to Babul Madina, Karachi. Having spent some time here, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, went to Baghdad in order to get special blessings and favors from Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In Baghdad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had been utterly absorbed into divine mediation for almost 4 years. Rahmatullahi ta'ala remained in the illuminated city of Baghdad approximately for 9 years and some months. Allahu Akbar. The viewers of Madani Channel, you're looking this personality, Sayyidina Ziyauddin Madani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the great Shaykh of his time, and his title is Qutb Madina, Qutb of Madina. And Qutb is one of the titles of Awliya-i Kamilin, subhanAllah, Awliya-i Kiram, the saints of Allah. And Qutb is one of the titles amongst those titles of the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he was Qutb Madina. He started as Qutb Madina. Ziyauddin Madani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We are learning how he started his early education. Then he took his education from Markazul Awliya Lahore. Then we heard that he also took education from Delhi, India, then from Uttar Pradesh, India, subhanAllah. Then he took his Dastar Bandi, subhanAllah, from Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. He did his Dawra Hadith, he was graduated, he got his degree. Then he leaves for Baghdad Sharif, Allahu Akbar, in order to quench his thirst for tariqah, subhanAllah. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, further, what happens? We also heard that for 9 years and some months, he remained in the blessed city of Baghdad, subhanAllah. In 1327 after Hijri, 1910, Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala entered in Madina al-Tayyibah, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima, following the route of Damascus, Syria, by train. Turkish rulers used to serve Madina al-Tayyibah in those days. So now, Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala said, when I arrived at Medina, I experienced such a time that I had to starve for 7 days. Allahu Akbar. He had to starve for 7 days in the beginning. On the 7th day, when I got very weak due to hunger, a very dignified saint came to me and gave me 3 bags and left, saying that he would bring some more things for me from the market. The first bag contained honey, second flour, and the third one ghee. After some time, he brought me a packet of tea, sugar, etc., and returned immediately. I ran after him so that I could ask him the details, but he had disappeared. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It was a ghaibi madad. It was the help from unseen for Qutb al-Madina, Ziyauddin Madani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, I presume that he might be the uncle of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyidu al-Shuhada, Sayyiduna Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala an. Because he radiyallahu ta'ala an has been entrusted with the vilayat sainthood of Madina Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Allahu ghani. Allahu Akbar. This is the maqam of Sayyiduna Ziyauddin Madani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. How he is helped in Madina al-Tayyibah. An unseen madad. And subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had a great devotion to Sayyiduna Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala alayhi. He would celebrate the urs of Sayyiduna Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala alayhi every year, and would break his one fast at the shrine of Sayyiduna Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala an. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me tawfiq and give you tawfiq. When we go to Madina Munawwara, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima, and we also go to the blessed shrine of Sayyiduna Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was an eminent practicing scholar. Indeed, it was Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh who only could endure the severe hardships during the stay in Baghdad al-Mu'alla. And while residing in Madina al-Tayyibah after leaving his hometown, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was extremely well-mannered personality. Whenever anyone would visit him, he would very often, rahmatullahi ta'ala, utter, marhaba, marhaba, welcome, welcome, loudly. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, likewise, when Sage Madina, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatul Aliya, is writing this word, used to visit him, my Sheikh says, when I used to visit him, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would say, marhaba, brother Ilyas, marhaba, brother Ilyas. By doing this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would please me much. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was very hospitable and humble. Sage Madina Afian observed it repeatedly that whenever he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was requested to make dua, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would state, I pray for you and request you to pray for me as well. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, what lessons are we learning from this blessed seerah of Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh? We need to be humble. We need to also develop the habit of being humble and down to earth. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, life is too short. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with ni'mas, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the blessings of wealth, blessings of health, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us beauty, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us other ni'mas, we should never ever be proud. We should never be arrogant. Rather, we should always be humble and down to earth. Because that is He, Azza wa Jal. He can take all these blessings back as well. He has given us, and we should be humble and down to earth. Another beautiful point, what we learn from the seerah of Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he was very hospitable. He would meet and greet wholeheartedly the viewers of Madani Channel. Nowadays, this trait, this quality is very much less amongst us. In our societies, we do not meet and greet wholeheartedly. We don't like meeting people with whole of our heart. That's the problem we've got. But subhanAllah, this wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what a beautiful personality. No matter whoever is coming, he would meet and greet wholeheartedly. And he was very much well-mannered personality, very much hospitable personality. He would do the hospitality. He would look after the guests, and he would welcome his guests. On the other hand, what happens to us, if any guest comes to us, what is our response sometimes? We don't feel good if guests come to us. There are people who don't like that if guests are coming. Rather, the Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, when guest comes, subhanAllah, he brings blessings for the person where he is coming. When he leaves, he takes the sins of that person away. SubhanAllah. Meaning, when a guest comes, the rahmah descends. And when that person who is a guest, he leaves, SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, what happens then, the Islamic brothers? His sins of that person who is the host, his sins Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgives. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should be happy if some guests are coming to our house. We should also be hospitable. We should also look after them. We should be happy from our heart that alhamdulillah, guests have come to my house. They have brought blessings for me. And inshallah, if I treat them nicely and with a good manners, alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive my sins. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Here, it would not be wrong to say that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was devotee of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dhikri Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his consuming passion. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would frequently ask the pilgrims a question: do you recite Naat? If the pilgrims or Hujjaj said yes, he then would listen to his naat and enjoy much. Many a time, tears streamed down his face due to being emotional. Mehfil-e-Milad, Maulid, used to be held at his blessed residence daily throughout the year. Allahu Akbar. Pilgrims from Medina, Turkey, Pakistan, India, Syria, Egypt, Africa, Sudan, and from all over the world would attend it. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Sagi Madina Afian, my Shaykh Tariqat, he writes about himself, had the privilege to recite Naat in this sacred mehfil many times. Subhanallah, subhanallah. One thing that Sagi Madina Afian observed in the mehfil of Qutb Madina is that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, did not use to lead dua at the end of the mehfil, showing humbleness. Allahu Akbar. But rather asked any of the attendees to lead the dua. Once or twice I was also privileged to lead dua in accordance with the saying, Al-amru fawqa al-adab. That is to say, that order is superior to respect to have the opportunity of leading the dua at the end of the mahfil. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, says this. Blessed langar, food served to offer isale thawab, and used to be arranged daily after the dua. Allahu Akbar. The Islamic brothers, This is the beauty of awliya kiram. This is the beauty of their character. Subhanallah. Whenever anyone goes to them, they do not only fulfill the thirst of their spirit, their soul. They do not only make arrangements for the food of their spirit, food of their soul, but subhanallah, for their physical body too. Dear Islamic brother, it's one of the beautiful ibadah to feed people. And awliya-i kamilin, friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, are well aware of this good deed. They always feed people, subhanallah, and they get closeness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is also a beautiful lesson to learn, that if you want closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you should also feed people. We should also feed Muslims. We should also feed those that do not have food. We should look after them. And it is such a beautiful good deed that will take us closer in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is what, subhanallah, we are learning from the character of Sayyidi Qutb Madina, Ziauddin Madani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a noble-minded and noble-natured saint, wali. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was very generous, affectionate and loving, and would remind us of self-salihin, pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to state, no greed, no refusal, no accumulation. Subhanallah. It implies that do not be greedy that someone will give you something. And if someone gives you something without your asking, so do not refuse him. And when you take it, do not save it. Allahu Ghani. If someone presented him a perfume, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would be pleased and make dua like this. Attarallahu ayyamakum. May Allah Azza wa Jal make your days fragrant. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi showed a deep devotion to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyiduna Ghafi Azam alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram. Once rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, someone has said it beautifully. بعد مردن روح تن اس طرح سے تقسیم ہو روح تیبہ میں رہے لاشا میرا Baghdad. Subhanallah. That after I die, then my body and my soul are divided such beautifully that my physical body remains in Baghdad and my soul remains in Madina Tayyibah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this was the love of Sayyidi Qutb Madina rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh for Huzur Ghawthul Azam Dastagir, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, sultanul awliya, the leader of the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, on the other hand, for Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama, who is imamul anbiya, best of the creation. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today, as time does not permit me to go further on this beautiful personality, but inshallah, we'll continue on this personality. An upcoming silsila, our next episode, will also be on Sayyidi Qutb Madina, Ziauddin Madani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So today, whatever we have learned, inshallah, I hope you must have understood, you must have learned about this beautiful personality and the qualities he possessed. Alhamdulillah, you would have made this mindset that inshallah, you will act upon the beautiful Madani pearls what we have received from this personality who is a charismatic personality in the history of Islam, subhanallah, who devoted his life for the sake of Deen Islam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to act upon the beautiful teachings of Deen Islam and follow the footsteps of these beautiful charismatic personalities in the history of Islam. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. That's all for today. We'll come back with another beautiful episode in Silsila Charismatic Personalities of Islam. Until then, keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا مسلم الحمد لله الحمد لله We love our saints الحمد لله We love our saints الحمد لله